That's a good move. We'll fulfill this morning. And we'll try to help them cover. So we'll get back to you on 4956. Madam Clerk, item number 11.
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to create a capital improvement project to implement independent heating systems at the Milwaukee County Fleet Management Facility and the Vail Phillips Juvenile Justice Center, replacing steam currently purchased from We Energies. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right. Okay.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. This is to approve a capital project. This is the steam conversion in regards to the Zoo Interchange project. WISDOT is converting the steam in a number of our buildings that are identified here in the document. But we need approval for a capital project first, and the cost of this project will be covered by DOT entirely. So that's why this is in front of me to get a capital project.
Any comments, Mr. Walton? Mr. Walton?
Thank you. Have we, we do have the, I believe it's our task force that deals with the Zoo Interchange.
Yes.
Could you just give us a brief description of how all of this plays together with that and how it's been working?
Well, Mr. Drew and I, and as you know, we've engaged an attorney to help with this. In this particular project, Supervisor, the Research Park and the Fire Department and the We Energies building will be done first. They're going to be done separate from this capital project. The capital project here covers the rest. We are also working with WISDOT on the greenhouses. As you know, we have opened the bids on the greenhouses. We have two bids. We're waiting for a response from WISDOT. Initially, they have said that they are going to reject those bids. That could cause them a problem because we have a memorandum of understanding that locks them in. So, but we continue to negotiate on that issue. The DPW site, we are also in the middle of negotiation. We have done a study. We've had a study done that the state paid for that shows that the site can be cured. It's going to be costly to the state. We've submitted the report to them. We're waiting for the response on that as well. So in the coming weeks, I'll be coming back to you with hopefully resolutions to this. The greenhouse is a great success story, but again, they have not approved the bid to do the project, so we could have a dispute with that.
Right. I just wanted to make it clear for you that this is step one or step two of a multi-stepped process that we have to go through that deals with everything with the Zoo Interchange and in the county grounds.
You're exactly right.
So, Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to move approval.
Question about the report talks about the cost savings, and I was wondering whether that, how much of that cost savings the natural gas is just natural gas prices now versus if we looked at it historically, would this new system running on natural gas still save us money over the energy steam?
Well, what we do know, Supervisor, is that a study was done over a year ago when we were talking about this conversion, and that study showed that the yearly savings would be probably in excess of $400,000 to the county, and we anticipate that being the case.
Okay, I guess that's what I read, but what I'm trying to understand is that just because of current market conditions, or you know, for historically steam has been the better bargain. Right now, I know natural gas is low, but is this still going to be money saving if market conditions change again?
Well, I mean, I don't know what happens if the market changes, right? But I can tell you right now that this conversion is a good thing for the county because, again, A, we're paying the full cost of the conversion, and B, the cost of the energy that we're going to be using here is cheaper.
Okay. my other question then is, because the study was conducted by them using their consultants, basically designing a system that would meet the basic, at least as I understand it, meet the basic requirements of replacing what we have. Did we do an analysis of alternatives to say, you know, could we take that money and design something that, that would be more cost effective for us?
I don't believe we did. I don't believe we did. I believe that the study was done, and then subsequent to that, there was another study done that DOT paid for, and that again, it showed that this would be the using individual steam in each of the buildings versus being on this other program was the better way to go. So,
Mr. Chair, is Mr. High here?
No, he's excuse me, Mr. High is on vacation. He's gone for another 2 weeks, I believe.
I'll want more information before I don't have anything else voting against it today, just because I have some concerns.
So, Andrew.
Well, I note that there is a completion deadline of September 2013, and apparently there is some time constraints here. I don't know how long that's going to take, if a year is going to be a difficult, or if there's plenty of time. But by making this decision today, are we locking ourselves into the kind of independent heating systems that will eventually be installed, or is there still time to look at that?
Well, I believe that's a question that Mr. High would have to answer. I'm not an engineer, or you know, so I really couldn't answer that. I do believe that we did look at this conversion in the system, and we felt that this was in the best interest of the county because of not only the fact that DOT was paying for the conversion, but that the cost savings were there. I don't believe we know what the prices of natural gas or anything are going to be in the future.
And Mr. Chair.
The
question I'm asking does not require an engineer. What I'm asking is, does this lock us in to what we install later, or are we strictly agreeing to the compensation that's anticipated, with the ability to make the decision at a later date on the kind of heating systems that we would install?
Well, I believe we're agreeing to do this. Yeah.
Thank you.
In all honesty, yeah.
Any other
questions?
If not,
Madam
Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
All right, we're going back to item number 5.